Saturday morning. Time to start that Saturday morning routine. And what's a Saturday morning without... Well, yeah, that too. But you also gotta have... About Your House.
Oh, this old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life.
About Your House is brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed contractor in North and South Carolina, servicing both residential and commercial with 7 offices. A trusted and professional foundation solution since 2002. If you have a problem, we have a solution. Call toll-free 877-770-7050 or online, carolinafoundationsolutions.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Cloudiest garden. Good morning, everybody. Get her up. Let's do this. Good morning. Happy Saturday to you. July 31st. 75 degrees outside. A nice muggy 50%. Not too bad. 56. That's not bad. Anyway, it's hot, humid. Welcome to the Carolinas. And it is the time of the year where bugs, wildlife, snakes, possums, raccoons, squirrels, birds. Wildlife is very, very, very abundant. Wow. I bring it up because I've got a critter living in my warehouse that's griping me. I mentioned this last week. Well, it's got me on the insect bandwagon. Why? Well, it reminded me. It's amazing how nature talks to you if you just pay attention and listen. And I do, because I got time. And I've talked to this spider. I know it. I think it's a spider. I don't know yet. And I'm gonna talk tell you a little bit about it, because the spider, this whatever it is, and I say whatever it is because last week I went out, as I've told you, everyone that listens to this show with any kind of frequency. Yeah, that's a good word. any kind of frequency knows I live in a warehouse. Well, actually, it's kind of an apartment inside a warehouse that I made through the years to be livable. And I've melded the warehouse into my life to where it's livable. And I'll share something with you. Everything I own, I've shared it before. Everything I own and live with, everything except for technology and current equipment, you might say, was given to me. Nothing. I mean, everything. Everything's hand-me-downs. You know, and that's kind of a statement of my life right now. And a lot of people wouldn't live like that. Matter of fact, some people say, don't you miss a house? No. I've owned several, many houses and have fixed them up and loved every minute of it. But I don't miss it. No, I don't. However, that's another story. Let's get back to the spiders. I live in a warehouse. And I'm curious about insects. And I have this warehouse space that, you know, rats, pests, you know, roaches, spiders, all kinds of insects can live and do, in fact, live. And I have a few resident spiders. My shower spider went away because I put the floor out and trapped his little hole. But, you know, I told you the story about my spider, my pet spider in the shower. It was there for, shoot, I think a couple years. I don't know how long spiders live, but this one or his buddies or somebody was hanging out. Anyway, it went away because I put a new liquid luxury vinyl plank flooring in and kind of, you know, covered that little area, and now he can't. He might be there, but I just can't see him. All right, onward we go. Okay, spiders. I've learned a great deal about insects because I do pay attention, and this week was no exception. I went out, and my cooktop had little fibers, like little hairs on it across the back. And I says, oh, my, can't have that. So I looked up in places, you know, like a warehouse or space, you get spider webs, right? I mean, you see spider webs everywhere, and that's part of what I'm talking about. Now, right now, you go outside, and if you're not careful, you're liable to hit a spider web that got there overnight, you know, because spiders are prevalent. That's why I'm talking. Dew. Why are they out in the morning? Water. Dew. To pay attention. They'll teach you something about weather even, you know. So, and they do. I pay attention. So I got all this debris across my cooktop. I'm thinking, what the? What? I can't have this crap on my cooking equipment. This is unsanitary. Well, you know, although it's not that bad, if you wipe it up, just don't let. But it was a lot. Anyway, so I look up, and there's this hole going in this debris spider. So I said, oh, man, no. No, and then I tell him, I said, you got to go. We can't do this together. Now, you know, I know you think I'm crazy talking to a spider. I mean, who else I got to talk to? Nobody's there, you know. Hey, you know, see, no, talked to the spider, told him he had to go. You got to go, dude. I'm sorry. You might be a female, probably are. Good nest, looks nice, but you got 3 days. You got to go. And, man, I vacuumed it all up. I cleaned up all this debris, you know. Down low where I could reach, because I got a 14-foot ceiling, I think, 12, 14, something like that. Anyway, so, you know, I wipe it down, clean it all up. I cleaned it, man. I cleaned that cooktop. I mean, it looks as good as almost new. Not quite, but almost. Anyway, so it's clean. And I turn the lights out at night, so it's dark. No lights, okay? So next morning I go out there. That stuff's there again. My gosh, what in the world? So, get my ladder, my extension ladder, get my shop vac, plug that rascal in, empty it, clean it. Something I talk about, keep your shop vacs clean, okay? You spread more dust and make a bigger mess if you don't take care. Anyway, another story. So, I get up there and I vacuum that whole wall. All spider webs, nest, everything's gone. Gone. So, I get down. Good job, Ray. Good job. So we'll see. We'll see what happens next. Okay. I vacuumed it, mess up, clean it all up. And I called some of my buddies, entomologists, Les Grattan, Clay Shelton down at my buddies at Killo. We talked about it. Because, see, you got to use knowledge. Use what you get, you know. And Killo will talk to you. They will. They'll talk to Clay. Oh, he's a good guy. Brian will talk to you. Any of those people. And anyway, so I call him. He said, Ray, you need to get some glue boards and see. Yeah, yeah, you're right. I do. I'm going to talk about glue boards. Because and then Clay says, do those little fibers, could they be mice hair? Oh, no. But you always look for residue called rat pellets, little pellets, little bitty excrement, feces, crap, you call it guano, call it what you want. Now, spiders have the same thing, just different. So you always look for excrement with these things. See, it's kind of scientific, you know. You get down a little close, and ooh, there's a little turd. Yeah, but anyway, I saw one. I actually did. So, but that's what you look for. But I didn't see any rat or mice look like little excrement. So anyway, I hope you're enjoying my story. oh, it's going to get good today. I'll tell you about the show here in a minute. Anyway, I get up the next morning after I vacuumed the wall, and there it is again. I said, oh, gosh. So I went and got some glue boards. Thank you, Clay. Appreciate you. And got some glue boards, put them up. It's been two nights now. Nothing. Not a roach, not a spider, not a mice, nothing. Down low. Okay, so it's up high. So let's get on track here with spiders. Now, we can wait a minute. Let me finish my story. I'm going to go up high with the glue boards. Now, what are glue boards? Glue boards are these little, well, actually, they're little fold-up boxes is what they can be. You can cut them, and they're sticky. Got this glue yuck. And you'll stick, believe me. If you get it on your hand, you have to shake it, and it won't get off. If you're using glue boards, I highly recommend. They're very good, but do not leave them open with animals and or kids and or where birds can get to them or anything you really don't want to get stuck or adhered to. Caution. I watched a bird die on a glue board. It was a horrible day. So I was adamantly opposed to glue boards. Well, if you get it and you fold it up and make a little box out of it, then you can set it. Here's another thing I learned from experience and wisdom. Always put your trap up next to the wall, because mice in the dark will follow the wall like you would a cliff trailing a mountain. You stick to the wall. Mice do that, you know, just by virtue of having the wall there, the handrail, so to speak. So they'll, like a mousetrap, you don't put it out, you put it against the wall, because they will, remember, it's dark in there. There ain't no light. You think they got night vision? Come on now. No, they can't. They can't see. They got to use something. See, it makes you think. We're animals, folks. I mean, you got to think like an animal. You know, really. So you don't have to, so you don't do that. And we're going to talk a lot about that in the rest of the show. Yeah, law, it's going to be something. Back to glue boards. So here we are, put the glue boards out. I will keep you posted. But let's talk about insects. Really, this is the time of the year, and why? Because it's hot. And right now we're in a drought. We need rain bad. Real bad. Everybody across the country, with a few exceptions, needs rain, a lot of rain. I don't know if you're aware about Lake Mead and other reservoirs across this country. They're dry, folks. We're at a crisis in many, many different ways. Water's depleting. So, back to insects in the Carolinas. It's hot, it's humid. Anywhere you have heat exchange, thermal exchange, hot to cold. You're running your air conditioners right now. It runs, as I understand it, as it comes across the coil, if everything's running right, you're right at 58, 60 degrees. That's how cold the air gets. And then it runs and it blasts out. It might leak in your crawl space. It got a small leak, right? You got 58, 60 degree air coming out a hole in your crawl space. Vented crawl space, I might add. And that hot, humid air, what happens? What happens? Hot air, cold air, what happens?
Humidity.
Humidity, rain. You know, there you go, rain. So, what do insects need, want, desire? Moisture. Moisture. Termites, moisture. Love it. Oh, man, just thrive on it. There's all kinds of insects that like moisture. Well, right now, they're looking for moisture. Crawl spaces. You want to minimize heat exchange, thermal exchange. Air leaks, you know, because, you know, there's moisture. Now, what harm do spiders cause? Not much, really, in the scheme of things. Read the papers today across the country. You sure won't hear. And if you dive insect bite now, you died of COVID anyway, so it don't matter. It don't matter. So, and, you know, that's just the way things are. But insects right now, wasp, bees. Oh, God, they're rampant. And, you know, we're going to take a break here in a second. But before we do, I want to tell you, stay tuned to this show, folks. I tell you what, I'll do the intro when we come back. I want to talk a little bit more about bugs because there's some simple solutions to bugs that we want to talk about because I've researched this week and done some bugs analysis because it dawned on me, the bugs kind of told me this week, hey, you know what? It's hot. It right now is we're headed into the dog days of summer. August, one of the hottest, most humid, most yucky months of the year. Really, in Charlotte, it's become that. Hot, humid. Right now, 75 degrees out there. Humidity's pushing 60%. How going up to in the 90s today. Hot, humid weather in Charlotte. Okay, what's it mean? Bugs, wasp. What are you going to do about the wasp? You go out tonight. I'm going to fire up the grill. And you go to the grill and you raise the lid and whoo, wasp pops out, comes out and pops you. That hurts.
Yeah.
Doesn't make for a good start to a nice evening on the grill. Folks, be cautious. Be cautious. It's the time of the year where you need to be cautious because the insects are out big time. They're in your yard. They're everywhere. Why? It's summertime. Hot, humid weather. Just part of the climate. Stay tuned. We'll be back. More about your house.
Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer, melon, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, says, why am I short of attention, gotta short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? You duck back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said love don't come easy.
All righty, welcome back. Let me give you the phone number today. 704-227-8800. Before I get back into bugs, I want to tell you about today's show. I came in here today as emotional as I've been since Columbine, that Saturday after Columbine. A lot of you don't remember that, or you may, I don't know, but it affected me in a big way. Well, in the past year, actually, year and a half, since the day they canceled the NCAA tournament in March of 2020, I've held my mouth. I haven't said much relative to who I am and what I believe. my values. But I'm tired. I've had it. I'm kind of fed up. It's time I speak. It's time I talk about what the heck's going on in my country, in my neighborhood, in my life. So, in the next hour, 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to go some places that I've stayed away from. Not out of fear, out of concern for being effective in serving my purpose. And I've thought long and hard, matter of fact, all week long, I haven't done anything to amount to much other than do research, which I do a great deal of anyway, probably too much. But here, this week, you could call me Rabbit Hole Ray. Yep. But I'm going to go into that a little heavier down the road, but I want you to know you can call in and vent today, as long as you don't say bad words and argue, because I'm not here to argue. I'm a man of fact and reality, but most of all, truth. Truth. And I live by a policy called truth and honesty, because the truth shall, will, and always set us free. We're not free, folks. We're not free. And we've been lied to. There's the golden rule. If truth doesn't prevail, you won't be happy. Look at it. This earth, this universe, God, whatever you want to say, acts in very mysterious ways. But life's pretty simple. I'm here to kind of talk about it as I see it, as I feel it, and as I understand it from my own intelligence, which is pretty stout and not everyone else's. And then I go to find intelligence, people who are as passionate and as intense for life as I am. You can't find them on mainstream because they're shut up right now. They're censored. And I know because I paid attention and I've gone everywhere you could have possibly gone as a listener right now. I've listened to, goodness, I've got time, much more time than most of y'all. And I've used my time. It's driven me absolutely crazy. But I realize now what we need to do. We need to face the truth. Stephen,
yeah.
Hacksaw, you were wanting to say something. I think you were.
Well,
whenever you hug the mic, that's a pretty good indicator.
Is that a pretty good one? No, I mean, I'm not where you are, Ray, but I'm still kind of, you know, I played the games. I played the rules. I had jumped through so many hoops this year, just like a lot of us. Had to do some soul searching. Had to get a different job. Everything else. And now you're telling me I can't go forward? I'm sorry. I'm not going to listen to that anymore. Well, I'm going to keep going forward.
Well, we're
going
to go for that.
And I know. And but
we're
going to just...
go. I appreciate that. But I want to tell you listeners and the ones that are listening, this show is called About Your House. And I want it to continue to go on, and it will. But I understand some things now because I'm getting old. I am older. I mean, let me just face the reality. And that's what I'm talking about here on the show today. Truth, honesty, and reality. Okay? That's my world right now. What's my purpose, and what do I need to do to be happy and serve my purpose here? I mean, what do I need to do? That's for each and every one of us as human beings to figure out. But right now, it's really hard for you to do that because you're mixed up. You're fearful. It's called psychological warfare. And it's very tactical right now. And you're a part of it. And that's the truth whether you want to believe it. I'm not here to argue, but I'm a very, very wise man. I have to acknowledge that at this point in my life. That's not ego, folks. It's not ego. It's my purpose. And you other elderly gentlemen, women, ladies, all kinds, all colors, we need to step up and speak our truth and own our truth. And if it gets me in hot water and they kick me off this show, I just don't give a damn. I'm tired. I'm fed up for you. I can get over this. I'm old enough now. I don't have. Matter of fact, I'll take a bullet any time for my values, what I believe, and I'll fight for it as I'm going to today. The only way I know how, with love, compassion, empathy, and care for you, each and every one, each and every human being out there, and I don't care what color. And I'm going to tell you something, too. I'm tired of the division they're creating between my brothers, black, white, brown. They're creating division and have for many, many years, and I'm tired of it. We're all one. We're all one. And we all are free, or were free, and they're taking our freedoms away, and I can't do it anymore. I'm not playing the game. Okay. Let me get back to Bugs right now. I'm just telling you, the second, third hour, I'm gonna just let it, I'm going to go. And I'm going to tell you my feelings. I'm going to tell you what I know, and I'm going to back it up with resources. 704-227-8800. Remember that. 704-227-8800. But now, I want to talk about Bugs, and then I'm going to get back. And I'm going to, I want to preface something, though, as I go forward. You know, there's a disclaimer at the top of this show now, and I've talked about it because I haven't had one in 27 years of radio, and now I have one, which indicates something, does it not? Does it not? Just by virtue of it being there is indicative of what we're living through. People are afraid to speak their mind. Well, I'm very grateful they put the disclaimer there, because my opinions are, in fact, mine. No one else's. They're mine. And you can do with it what you want, the way you want. Just don't get mad. It's meant to discuss, have conversation out of love and care for you. Because like I say, it ain't going to change me. I got a lot of dogs in the fight now. It's called humanity. Each and every one of you guys. And my job now is just speak truth. The truth. So, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a nurse. I hold no degrees. None. I honestly have no certifications that are currently active. I was a certified remodeler, but let that go because, see, that doesn't register with me anymore. I don't need to be certified. That's something else I'm going to talk a little bit about, like degrees. What good is a degree that you put your hard sweat in passing test and a lot of money and you don't use it? You don't even care about it. What the hell is that all about? Education's a great thing if we use it. Today, I'm going to use mine. I'm going to use my education and give it to you, whether you accept it or not. You don't have to attend this class. You can turn it off and go walk out the door and walk away. You can do that. And I will continue to talk in the truth and the manner in which I speak, whether you like it or not. But I'll do it out of love. And as long as I stay between those lines of love and care, I'm fine, in truth and honesty, with true passion and purpose. So, that's why I'm here. That's my job. But I hold no certification. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I'm just another man walking around who's experienced life to the fullest, I think. I got some time to go, and I got some more stuff to do. And speaking of that, I realize I went to a meeting this week, and not that it hadn't dawned on me before, but I realize how older I'm getting. I'm going to make it a vow to continue about your house with other people in the industry. Bring more guests in here. Let them have the show, actually. And I will just step back and let younger people step up. So as I move forward, now we got Hacksaw and our buddy Darren here to kind of control the situation. And they're great at what they do, and they're going to be doing it better because they're young whippersnappers. They can get better. They have time. They're in their early 30s. They're kids. And I'm an old fogey. But that's okay. I got a lot to give yet, and I'm going to keep plowing this garden, but in different ways, using other methodologies. So as we move forward, that's my goal, is to bring more, let's say more current, younger, vibrant, passionate, intense, you know, knowledge to the table. That's going to be my job. Go find it. Get out there. And Charlotte's a great city for that. Charlotte's a very booming city. I'm not too fond of its growth right now, but that's my problem. Either, and if I don't like it, I can leave. You know, let me just throw that out there. But no, I don't like everything that's going on. Haven't for many years. But that's okay. I'm not going to be around much longer, relatively speaking, anyway. So, you know, but for now, I got a lot to do. And part of my job is to just talk and serve my purpose and speaking the truth. But my truth is mine. Your truth is yours. And in this day we're living, oh, my gosh, who do you believe? What do you believe? Well, I'm going to give you some names you can really believe. Yeah, I can do that for your own well-being. But you won't find it. You won't find anything with any great substance on your major networks on TV. You won't find it. Sorry, you're being toyed with. Manipulated, deceived, and lied to. So, let's talk a little later. You want to? 704-227-8800. And in gratitude, I speak my sponsors who've supported this show for many years now, and for the past year and a half, you've supported it during these times of transition, growth, and total confusion and havoc. Not total, because I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. But thank you. Thank you. Because I couldn't be here. I couldn't have done what I do. Or I wouldn't be inspired today if it wasn't for this. And thank you. You've been a great part of it. And as I move forward, we are going to need your continued support. I'll bring you an update on Put Tools in Schools in the second hour as well. Because I'm not sure where that's going right now, and I'm going to explain why. So, let me move ahead with bugs, snakes, and stuff, and then we'll move on down the line here. Sorry, I got off on a rant there. Not a rant, just a little side road. At any rate, bugs. Right now, spiders and bugs and insects of all kind are just very prevalent. They're everywhere. Carpenter bees, no. Carpenter bees are kind of out of season. They're still around. You just don't see them because they're not nesting. They're not producing what they do in the spring, okay? So they're not, you know, as nuisance as they were, okay? But all the other animals, they're out there, full force, spiders, insects. Now, you know, people tend to gravitate to the stores and buy these sprays, full of chemicals that are very, 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 very harmful. Effective to the bug or insects, but harmful. You know, but I encourage you to use more safer methodologies in getting rid of the bugs. So try something. Okay, one, you can buy certain plants. You know that? Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you all the names because you can do the research. Something else I realized this week, you know, the internet is a wonderful, beautiful thing. All the information you need right now is on the internet, every bit of it. Well, actually, we're all on information overload. It's just you're being bombarded with information and you don't know what to believe and you're confused as hell. Okay. It's there. Okay. So you've got all the information. If I tell you there's a plant out there that'll, you know, deter bugs, mosquitoes, go find it. There's a lot of them. Do the research. A lot of them. You can use natural, God-given, beautiful, natural herbal ingredients to solve problems. But we're not trained that way. We're not taught to do that. We're taught to go to the store, buy a can of Raid, get rid of it. All right. If you use prophylactic measures in your life, you will minimize bugs. How you do that? You don't give them an environment to live in. You take away what they need to live, right? And part of that's cleanliness. In the kitchen, for example, you don't leave food laying around everywhere. Well, the same thing goes for outside with insects. You give them what they want, and they're going to come around. It's environmental, simple stuff, you know? Give me a place to live, I'll live there. That's why squirrels, raccoons, possums are looking for your crawl space, your attic space to inhabit. Man, I don't blame them. Pretty nice crib you got here. I think I'll take residence, you know. And they do. And the reason I bring it up, because it's very prevalent right now, my buddy Andrew Cole, I had a discussion with him this week, Andrew Cole, Song Dog Wildlife. Man, there's a passionate guy, young man. Man, it's incredible. Well, he's going to be on the show come fall when the animals start to move again. In Charlotte, with as much booming building, not just Charlotte, all the surrounding areas, Belmont, Mount Holly, Lake Wiley, God, you name it, TKK, out. Go Fort Mill, Indian Land, Monroe, Union County, just everywhere you go. It's just crazy. Charlotte's booming. Metro Charlotte. Had a conversation the other night about that. Unbelievable. Anyway, all the wildlife is moving. Not all of it, you know, but a lot of it's moving. So just beware. I bring this up a lot on the show because I just want you to understand that they live here too. You know, we don't have domain over all this. We got to share it. So how do we share it is the key. How do you share what you have? One, you don't leave your cat food out on the deck overnight if you don't want raccoons and possums and other critters. Up in the mountains now, and this drought does create wildlife movement as well, okay? But this year, I know one of our listeners, Brent, you know who I'm talking to, took pictures of bears raiding the deer feeder. Bears, not probably less than 100 feet from it. Two black bears. You know, he showed a Facebook post. Neat. Cougars, mountain lions, call them what you want, have been very noted in the hills around the hills of North Carolina.
Coyotes.
Oh, like I said, wildlife. It's out there. Insects, wildlife, you name it. Right now, as we move into August, just beware. Be careful driving. Deer, you know, deers can really do some damage to your car and hurt you. So be careful. Be cautious. Right now, wildlife is crazy.
And especially, like, with deer, only because I've lived out in Union County my whole life.
Yeah.
When you're going down those windy roads, I know it's 45, 55 miles an hour, but when it's dead at night, slow down a little bit, because I promise you there's going to be a deer trying to cross that road, and you don't want to get in an accident with the deer. I don't know if you've ever had one. I've never had one, fortunately, but I know it's very, very bad, so just be careful. That's all I'm asking.
Well, that's kind of what we're talking about. And with, you know, with the insects. Okay, let's talk about back to insects, the little bitty critters. You know, it doesn't matter what it is in the living environment we are. We're all part of it. And that's what I bring up here today because it's a great segue into where we're at as human beings right now on this planet Earth in this environment we're in. Okay? Everything's kind of upset right now and moving around. One, summertime. Summertime, you've got vast movement of nature in all forms, be it plant life, be it animal life, insect life, all of it. Life is abundant right now. summertime, in the heat of summer. We like to get outside, enjoy our decks, enjoy our grills, and back to grills and insects. Wasp can show up overnight and start their nest. Grills. Wasp love grills. Love them. Overhead areas. You know, shaded areas. Behind floodlights. Somebody sent me a picture. Zeke Acosta, Acosta Heating and Air, this week, of an electrical panel that was literally a beehive. It was full of honey and bees. Full. The whole electrical panel. Now, that is wild. But it's that time of the year. If you have barns, you have outbuildings, beware of insects. There are not a lot of insect bites show up. I mean, yes, they're out there, and yes, they do go to the ER, and they're out there, okay? But not normally spider bites aren't deadly. Black widows will make you real sick, deathly ill, and can kill you, but it's rare. But you'll get sick,
yes.
Big time. Brown recluse, yes, very dangerous. But they're not that many around, as people think, and are told, and are scared. We sure going to talk about fear. Oh, my gosh, fear. Woo, law, law, law. 704-227-8800. We'll be right back. This is About Your House, Fox Sports Charlotte. Download the free app. That's the way to hear it. Fox Sports Charlotte. Stream it anywhere on the planet. FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com. Same thing. Put it in your browser. Click start. You're off and running. 94.7 FM in the Charlotte metro area. We'll be right back. And my girl's talking up a little louder, 'cause everybody's down in a world gone crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine. Gonna call my girl and say, let's get our friends and hit the lake. Grab a boat and get to floating. A little boat.
Operator, or could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me.
All right, welcome back. Talking about insects, what do birds like? What do birds eat? I mean, let's get real. What do birds eat? They like bugs. They like worms. They like insects, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So wherever there's insects, you know, prevalent a lot, you might have more birds, you think? Maybe?
No.
I don't know. Hey, think about that a minute. You know, break it down. Take it down to ground level. Well, I think so. But birds will be anywhere they have food, you know. So that's just the law of the land and nature. Everything, and right now being hot and in a drought situation, because there's not a lot of water around, relatively speaking. And speaking of water, what draws insects? And speaking of sickness, what's the number one carrying insect of disease on the planet? Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are responsible for more things than you could ever believe as far as sickness goes. So what do we need to do about that? Minimize water. And I've talked about it many times on the show. Your gutters, how are they hanging, so to speak? Are your gutters holding water? I don't know. I can't see up there. But you need to know. Some gutters hold water. In other words, they're they're not supported correctly over the years. They lose their connections and what have you. Therefore, you need to call ABS Insulating to come out there, check your gutters, fix your gutters, repair your downspouts, or increase your size of downspouts to minimize water around your house and off your roof. Control. It's water control. And let me cover this while we're on it. Do you need gutters? No. Not if you've got great surface drainage. But if you don't have great surface drainage, do you need gutters? Yeah, you should. Water control.
See, so I was staying at my sister's, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And when I was staying there, I opened the door to her back door there, and there's just a piece of plywood literally just hanging.
Yep.
Hanging on the door.
Yeah.
And the reason was because the gutters were so clogged up, it was rotting like the inside wood.
Well, it backs up. Goes
yeah.
Over the inside,
but it was rotting the wood, and the wood was falling because it rained really hard, and it got so rotted because of all that water. So, if you don't clean your gutters.
And then what happens, squirrels will come and go in that hole and inhabit your house.
Oh, no.
And see, it's all basic. If you provide an environment, they will come. They will come. If your nature will take you back, okay? Nature will take anything back if it's there long enough. So just understand that. So therefore, if you don't take care of your house, you're going to have issues with bugs, with insects, and repairs that are not necessary if you give that TLC to your house. Now, you know why I don't have a house.
That's why.
That's why. I don't want to give that TLC to that anymore. But if you own a home, it never stops. Never. And that's the truth in the law of the land. So we're here to help any way we can. I have fixed, repaired, been a part of maintenance and home improvement. This fall will be 52 years. 52 years. Now, I am not as current as I would like to be, but I sure know a bunch of stuff that I've learned through the years. And one thing is about wildlife and nature. If you let it, it will get you. Now, let's talk about simple remedies. Simple. Now, we can go into the more complex, but I want to stay simple. There's one item, very cheap item, you can use as an insecticide. It works very well. It works. Does it work as good as Raid or those spray chemicals? Probably not as quick, but just as effective overall. And it's white vinegar. White vinegar. A solution of 50-50, water, vinegar, in a spray bottle. Amazing. It's not the smell everybody thinks that repels the bugs. It's the acids and chemicals, natural chemicals, that are in vinegar that really, create the deterrent. They don't like it. Now, speaking of my situation at the warehouse, I will give you an update on white vinegar next week, because today, or maybe tomorrow, but this weekend, I go get the ladder and I go up high. And I'm going to spray everything up there, as I spoke of coming in the show today. I cleaned all the spider webs and all the environmental webbing they had applied over the years. It's gone. Now I'm going to spray it with vinegar and see how effective it'll be. And to put up the little glue board houses, boxes, and see what we can do. Now, real quick, and after this, I'm going to leave the bugs alone and go on my merry way for next hour. 704-227-8800. And by the way, if you're going to call the show and don't want to talk on air, don't call the show.
Thank you.
I mean, if you're going to call just to rant and tell me what I'm doing wrong, and somebody just called and said something about the wasp in the grill, you can't take them out. The hell I can. It's my grill. It's my yard. And if I don't want a wasp nest in there, I can take it out, and it will be gone. Okay? Now, how? come on, you got to be careful. You don't get gas and throw all over it and all that. Use your common sense. And, you know, I can get into all that, but do I really have to? And we're going to get into that after the top of the hour break about telling a grown person what, how, and how to live and what to do. Wake up. Get a brain. Use it. And you don't have to call me if you're mad. You can call me and tell me you're mad, but just don't take it out on me. I won't take it out on you. We'll be friends. We'll be fun. We'll be have fun. We'll talk. People seem to not know, don't know how to do that anymore. Anyway, let's get back to white vinegar. I'm sorry. I told you today I am a basket case today, and I'm going to let you know why. We're going to talk about it. Second and third hour, 227-8800. That's 704-227-8800. Just don't call me upset, because I'm not. I'm upset, but I'm going to do it in a different way. I'm not going to rant, go crazy. So, back to bugs. Beware. White vinegar, we're going to start there. There are other solutions, and I will present them to you as we move into August. August, one of the hottest, most humid months of the year. Crawl spaces. This is the time of the year you would love to have your crawl space inspected. I talk about crawl spaces probably as much as I talk about anything over the 27 years I've been on the air. Crawl spaces, number one topic. Right now, right here, right now, this time of the year is by far one of the best months of the year to have your crawl space inspected. Hot, humid. Is it raining under there? And it does literally rain in the crawl space if the environmental conditions are right. If you've got issues with your heating, air conditioning systems under your house, call MTB Mechanical. Great company. They're hiring. They're hiring. If you're young, motivated, want to learn a great trade, MTB Mechanical. Great company. Give them a call. Google them, MTB Mechanical. Or, better yet, mtbmechanical.com. And I appreciate them. And I bring them up because they've hired three or four of the students who attended Trades Career Days. You know, and I'm going to bring that up next hour. Trades Career Days. Right now, things are kind of crazy in school. But all right, talked about wildlife and bugs this first hour because I've been noticing more bugs. But granted, I don't have a bug issue, as I've proven to myself. Do you? If you do, try some white vinegar. If you've got ants real bad, ants are one of the number one complaints with pest control companies. Use white vinegar. If you've got fire ants in your yard, which are a big, tremendous problem. There are many solutions. Go online, diatomaceous earth. You can try that. It's fossils, ground up little crystals like glass. Does very harmful to ants. You look at me like you never heard that before.
I haven't.
Oh, wow. Diatomaceous earth. That's what it's called. Folks, let's look to more organic, more natural solutions. You know, 1900, the year 1900. Does that mean much to most people? If I tell you 1900, guys, what do y'all think? 1900. Is that significant?
No.
Well, in history, actually, it's real significant. 1900. Right about 1903, everything started to change, medically speaking. Stay tuned next hour. We're going to open the can of worms. I'm going to do it out of love, folks, but I've got to do it. 704-227-8800. Let's talk about the past 18 months. Let's do that. 704-227-8800. But I want to go back real quick in this last minute I got. I covered solar. 2 weeks ago, solar power. And last week we talked about all things cannabis. You know, I don't talk a lot about solar, but solar is something we all need to be aware of. Solar energy. How can we capture the energy that we have? Okay? So as we move forward, we're going to talk more about those type of things on the show here. Not next hour or third hour, just in the future dates. All things cannabis, there's a lot of action going on that everybody needs to be aware of. Now, as we move into the next hour, I want to talk about the medical arena right now and what we're all going through. And remember, I hold no degree. Everything I say is my opinion, not meant to offend anyone, but I'm going to talk you. I'm going to give you my peace of mind. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to give me yours out of love and respect, because we need to talk. We'll be right back.
Nothing like a little breakfast to get you going in the morning. You know, they say it's the most important meal of the day. Of course, breakfast is always better when you can enjoy it with About Your House.
Oh, this old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life.
About Your House is brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed contractor in North and South Carolina, servicing both residential and commercial with 7 offices. A trusted and professional foundation solution since 2002. If you have a problem, we have a solution. Call toll-free 877-770-7050 or online carolinafoundationsolutions.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Number 2, 704-227-8800. You know, you've heard me talk a lot about, over the past 2 years, put tools in schools. And my objective was to raise awareness. Awareness of the lack of hands-on, creative passion in kids was lacking. That's really what it's about. Waking up kids' creativity and connectivity with their hands and their mind. Because I saw firsthand the damage, that's right, I use the word damage, that has been done to the kids of today's 30-year-olds and lack of knowledge about how to demonstrate with their mind and hands, and it's not their fault. And that's how that got started. Well, you know, with everything in life, everything that we experience, whatever issues come up, it has a source, a resource, a reason. Not something to blame necessarily, which I don't like blame, but the reality of truth and really what's the source. And it's over the past decade I've really looked at that and thought about that. And there's a reason kids aren't happy, because they're not being taught to be happy. And it really bothers me. And I look for the source of that. Well, it goes back to we're not stimulating their minds and their growth in a way conducive to happiness and purpose, but more academics and education. Well, okay, what do I do about it? You know, and, you know, everybody talks, talk. What can I do about it? Well, I'm a man of action. I've always been a man of action, to the point of it getting me in trouble from time to time, because I take control and I go forward for the cause or for the goal at hand. I've always been that way. Well, I stopped being so much that way because I just sat back and shut my mouth. But this thing about put tools in schools was just the start. Well, I got some momentum up, you know, about literally working with kids in high schools and in middle school and seeing and talking and watching these kids and their creative minds, their genius, their small, young genius mind work. And you could see lights go off of happiness and purpose. Why hasn't this existed? I ask. Why? Because they haven't been exposed to it. Okay. I've talked about this and talked about this. Actually, this is a segue into where we are as a culture right now. And it's really about kids. The core of my concern right now is children. Because children make up 30% of the population, but they're 100%. Our future. And we need to think about that in a big way, like never, ever before. I know you parents out there care about your kids. I know you do. You love them. And you want to do the right thing by them. But you fail them miserably. And yeah, if that pisses you off, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I just want to kind of wake you up. I've used this statement a lot. You know, you're born. And I don't care what color you are. I don't care. We're all the same. You're born with innate gifts, talents, tremendous creativity. You have it. You're born with talents far beyond most people's reality. I know this. But most never learn it because we're not allowed to. But you're born with all these talents, and then you go to school, and they take it away. They teach you not to be or how to be. They teach you what they want you to be. That is never more obvious than in today's world right now. And it bothers the hell out of me. I'm really, really, really upset. This week, I feel people's anger. They've been more vocal. They're very frustrated. They're very aggravated. And my gosh, I truly understand why. I took this week. I was supposed to be with my son at the beach, but I didn't go. He called it off for his personal reasons, and that's all well and good. So I stayed in and became Rabbit Hole Ray to validate my concerns, some of the things, most of the things I already knew, but I wanted to be sure before I came on the air and talk to you folks about them, which some of you won't hear anyway, and that's okay. All I can do is tell you. And once again, I have to say this. I'm not a doctor. I hold no degrees. And that's something in itself that's begun to bother me immensely in the past 5 years. Why is it in this culture to be smart, you have to prove it with a piece of paper and not your mind? Actions, to me, speak much louder than words. I don't need a certificate to prove my intelligence. I don't need a paper of authenticity to prove to anyone I have a good mind. But yet somehow we have enforced that on kids. Darren, would you agree or disagree with that, man? You're 34 years old. You grew up in this country. I mean, don't you feel like you have to have a piece of something to take to somebody, say I'm smart?
Yeah, to be a part of like a special club or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like growing up that you were kind of trained to be in something, in a group?
Yes. Absolutely.
Separated from the other groups?
Yes, absolutely.
We call that division, folks. Mm-hmm.
That's why I like when you talk about tool for school, because I feel like the direction that tools for school will bring is going in a good direction. I just feel like, you know, with school, I feel like it should be like 60-40. I feel like you should be more focused on what you want to do in life. When someone asks you, like, what you want to do in life, oh, I want to be this.
But you don't know because nobody shows you.
Right. But then again, you go through life as a young adult. Like, once you get to college, you have this idea of what you want to be, but then you switch it up. You should already know once you get there.
Right.
You know, you don't want to, like, and I feel like the educational part for school, you know, you need to just focus on what you need to know, like math and reading and all that, so you don't be illiterate. But you just need to know what you need to want to do in life.
Exactly. Well, you know, so put tools in schools. We're making strides. And I planned another event for September 18th. But I'm probably going to pull it. And you say, why? You know why?
Why?
Because of the uncertainty that we're all going through right now. Mm-hmm. And the fear that reigns over us all right now. And if they mandate, and they already mandated masks for kids in schools, folks, this is where we start. I've done the research. I've talked to doctors. I've listened to specialists, many, many, many. The most harm we're doing in all of this plandemic operation is we're damaging our children. When I show up to an event and the only people wearing masks are kids, what's that tell you? They're afraid. They're afraid. And they're doing, the masks do more damage than good. We could talk hours about masks and the damage and why, but it's not necessary. Use common sense. But see, you won't. Because you're listening to other people that want you to do what they tell you. It's about control. It has nothing to do with your sickness. It's about control. And that is what the mask represents to me. Control. And do what I tell you to do. Folks, let me say this. Personally, from a personal point of view, I know I love more than anything, all things. But there's three things that I don't like in life. I don't like being lied to because I don't lie. I learned at a late age in my mid-adulthood, lying gets you nowhere. Always have damage control one way or the other. The truth always rises. Okay? I don't like being treated like an idiot, like I don't know anything, like I have no mind, being talked down to. I don't like that. And I don't like doing that to people, although I've done it. I tend to do it, or that's what culture has done to us, made us fearful of people who are assertive and passionate and intense. They're afraid to be that way because they'll be ridiculed because that's just not done. Well, sorry, I don't like being treated like an idiot, like I don't know, like a child somewhat. I don't like that. And I don't like being told what to do, or better yet, how to do something. 'Cause why? I'm intelligent. And most of all, this is kind of like a fourth, but it ties into the second. I don't like being bullied. I will not bow down to bullying. I won't. And folks, welcome to your world today. I'm not going to be bullied. I may not participate because of some tyrannical government. And that's what we have today. Tyranny. Medical tyranny. Biological warfare, psychological warfare, and it's all tactical. Now, you don't have to agree, but if you don't, you're not paying attention. I'm upset because you're hurting our kids. And why would I put off something? I can't have an event where everybody's required to wear a mask indoors. can't do it. And if the cops or the goon patrol is going to show up and stop us, then how effective is our event? How effective can it be when fear prevails? I need help. I do. I think we all need help. But I will not acquiesce to it. Now, I won't have my event because I can't be effective. And that affects humanity because we can't go forward. I mean, that's kind of what my motion here. We're not going forward. And we've been promised, literally told. I hate the word promised, actually. Not hate, but I don't like the word promised. If my word should be the bond. Your word should be. What you say is what you believe and what you do, if it's the truth. Well, the truth is I'm fed up. I'm tired. And I don't like putting masks on kids. Not anymore. Take it away. Let them be kids. I've listened to child psychologists, many, and they all agree, the ones that haven't been censored. Censorship in this country is at an all-time high. You're not being told the truth. By no means. I listened to the press conference of our governor the other day. I could not believe, and first time I've heard a press conference in quite a while because I don't listen to them. And I listened, and I heard a bunch of lies. Yep, you're being lied to. And it bothers me because it's affecting our lives in a bigger way than ever before. We're losing our freedoms. And people are mad. They're angry. They don't make sense of it all. And why would you? It doesn't make sense. However, we must go on. We must go forward. But how? In which direction? And you know, this thing about the vaccines, the inoculations, the words vaccines, they're not vaccines, folks. They're injections. I'm not going to get into the chemical makeup, but I will tell you where to go to find out the truth. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to spit that information out to you. But there are resources you can go to and find out the truth by passionate, intense doctors who are living the Hippocratic Oath and living their passion and dreams and want to help humanity. Because that's all I really want to do is help humanity. Any way I can. And who am I? Just another person that wants to love and give back one person at a time. That's the goal. Help each other. We'll be right back. Okay, during break here, we're talking, and Stephen looked at me, Hacksaw here, looked at me, and he says, I didn't like what you said. I says, why? He said, well, I don't like talking about this. And that right there is the key right here. Nobody wants to talk about what's going on. because you're afraid someone won't like it. And here's my point to this. The division that is being created in this country by media in this COVID pandemic is part of the mission here, to divide us, because it's easier to control people when they're upset and divided. Okay? So we must stick together. Now, I don't know how to do it either, Hacksaw. I don't know how to talk about this. I don't know how to say the right things.
Well, so this is my whole thing about it. And this is why I don't talk a lot about it, because it's either you talk to people that just want to talk about it,
yeah,
or you talk to people where it just aggravates them.
It is aggravating, though, isn't it?
It is. It's very aggravating. But, like, my whole thing was, the masks I don't agree with. I'll say over public, I got vaccinated, okay?
Sure.
I did.
Fine.
But I got vaccinated because I wanted to.
It was your choice.
Not because I was told to. But here's my issue with all of this. We're looking at that as that's not the solution or the problem to me. What the problem is, no one's standing up and saying no. I'm not hearing that.
Right.
All I'm hearing is, oh, well, you're stupid. No, you're stupid. You're stupid. You're stupid. That's all I hear.
You don't care about me.
No.
You're not doing the right thing by your fellow man.
And that's all I hear.
All that's fear-driven propaganda BS.
And instead of everybody coming together and talking, we just stay divided. Well, if you're an anti-vaxxer, I can't talk to you. If you are a vaxxer, I can't talk to you. That's all I'm hearing, Ray. And not from you, but from everybody.
I know. And that's the loaded gun.
Yes.
That's part of the tactile efforts of this whole total fear propaganda warfare.
So what do we do about it?
We've got to stop acquiescing to it.
Okay.
See, we can't keep going the way we're going, folks. Now, how do we do that? I'm not sure. But I've stopped. I'm not playing. Look, I care about each and every person out there to the point. To the point. You don't tell me something and expect me to believe it to start with.
Absolutely.
I do my research. Matter of fact, if you want it found out, tell me, and sit there and argue with me about it. Start to argue because I'll shut down and walk away.
It's like with me with the vaccine. I did my research. I did what you always say. If you don't like something I say, go do the research.
Yeah.
And I did. And I looked at stuff and I was like, all right, I have no problem with this. So I did the research myself. But my whole thing is, we talked about it in the first hour. You were talking about, black, white. You know, they're keeping us divided. You know what they're also keeping us divided by is age. It's just, it feels, especially with all of this, it feels like it's old versus new. And I don't like that because we should be coming together and we're not.
I couldn't agree.
It has nothing to do with politics. It's old versus new. And I don't like
on,
that.
But this has been coming on for some time. Has it not?
Yeah, but like why? Why do we have to be divided by age? Why?
Well, no, they've used every method they can.
Yeah.
First, it was politics last year, and they used politics. I was guilty because I'm not. Mm-hmm. I don't like politics. I didn't like it, but I fell into the.
Yeah.
I fell into that trap, and I bit the apple, so to speak, in some respects. But now I look back on it, and I see that all that was hype too. Look, we're at a precarious place in history, folks. We really are, and I told you about 1900 earlier.
Yeah.
1900. Prior to 1900s, there was no medical like we even remotely think of it today. There was no medical. Everything was holistic and from Mother Earth. Everything. And wisdom.
Yeah.
And knowledge.
Well, and if it wasn't, you were a snake oil salesman. It wasn't.
But that was in there.
Medical.
That was part of it. Because if they didn't believe you and you had something new, you were a snake oil salesman.
That's true. That is true.
And then when 1900 hit, and I'm going to give you a brief synopsis of what's happened on the overview, and it's real simple. 1900, greed and man took over. Egos took over. Aspirin came to the forefront, and then it took off. And the largest resource for chemical weapons and biological weapons is what company on the planet?
Pharmaceuticals.
Bayer.
Really?
Bayer. Now, these are facts, folks. Look them up. you know. And, you know, but the whole thing is everything changed in the early 1900s and started going in a real bad direction. It started really in 1913 when the Federal Reserve was initiated and owned privately by a group of very wealthy individuals and still exists today. However, that's when it started, in the early 1900s. And then in the 20s, couple of those guys got together and discussed medical. How can we control the medical arena? And they started moving fast forward. And believe me, all the college and medical institutions were funded and backed by these dollars. More control, pharmaceuticals developed, more chemical, more corporation, more corporate control. 1937, cannabis in all of its glory and beautiful
just because
benefits,
of paper. Just because of paper.
Benefits was outlawed and made a Schedule I narcotic when it's God's gift to the planet, medically speaking. So, and now here we are approaching 100 years later finding out the real benefits to a plant that's no different from, of sorts, of a tomato plant, asparagus, apple tree, whatever. It's a plant given to us by nature. So they outlawed it. Why? For the same reasons they're controlling our agriculture, to control, to sell money. Now here we are. I'm fast forwarding real quick, aren't I? But it started in 1900s, and here we are 2021, and COVID comes. It came last year, COVID. Where did it come from? Where was the resource? Was it man-made? Yes, no. Those are the resources we're talking about. Nobody talks about that. They have now. They know where it came from. They know why it came from. I knew this over a year ago. But you can't talk about it because you're a conspiracy theorist. See, more separation. More separation. You're this, you're that. You're a bad person because you won't get vaccinated. You're not wearing a mask, you're this. And it's all propaganda, fear-driven, via media. And it's wrong. It's war. Actually, it's World War III being fought like no other war in history, and we don't recognize it other than we're caught up in it. And now COVID. It is a man-made virus, chemical, biological weapon. The vaccine is even worse. Worse than COVID. A lot worse than COVID. America's Frontline Doctors.org. America's Frontline Doctors.org. Go there. Do your research. Start there. I can give you doctors' names. Google them. Most of them have been censored. And you know what? Here's the funny thing. Several of them have lost their jobs, but refused to quit the fight. That's very honorable. But yet, that's what they signed the paper for. That's what they signed up for. That's why they went to medical school. A lot of doctors are that way, but a lot of doctors don't want to lose their jobs. I respect that. I honor that, but I can't play that. Not anymore. Not anymore. And if you want to call me and tell me I shouldn't be talking about this, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. So, a podcast link, did you say?
Yes.
A podcast link, what do you mean by that? Somebody just called in, folks. I'm sorry. But this whole arena we're in is horrible, the way we've been pushed, separated, and pushed against each other, all because of a virus that was man-made, deployed upon us, and now we're reacting, and they can take us anywhere we want to go. We're like puppets on a string. Out of fear. And what I want is everybody to come together and see it and stop it. Stop it. Please. Look at it for what it is. Here's a couple truths you need to know, just basics. One, I've just said it. Where did it come from? Where did the source of all this, how did it start? Man made it. See, I've talked to you about many times about, this is kind of spiritual, my religious views. See, if you're a religious person, some people might call you Christian, whatever, you call it what you want, and you believe in the Bible, the big, thick, good book, somewhere in that Bible, and I can't quote you verses. I haven't read the Bible like a lot of you out there, but I honor that and respect it. But I'm just too ADHD to do that. But it said we are made in the likeness of God. We are made in the likeness of God. Prior to 1900, if it didn't come from a plant, it didn't go in your body, typically. Or another human being, if you get my drift. Point there is, you don't mess with Mother Nature. You don't do it. It's a universal law of the planet. And if you will kindly go back in history and see every time somebody messed with Mother Nature, did it work or did it blow up in their face? I've done the research. It don't work. And what they're doing right now is messing with humanity and human nature. They're changing, they're looking to change genetics. That's changing human nature. It won't work. It's not working. But you're not being told the truth. So if you want to do the research, you can do it. It's out there. And there's a lot of doctors. Matter of fact, that's why I brought forth this show today. Whether you want to respond or not, 227-0422-7-8800. Most people are afraid to talk, afraid to speak up of what people might think. I don't care what you think. And I'm like old Reverend Greg Locke. If you've never Facebooked him or searched him, you need to listen to him. Southern preacher. Oh, man. He said, I'm done. We're done. If you show up with a mask, you will be asked to leave. No 6-foot social distancing. I'm right with him. It makes no sense. It doesn't work. It's been proven. It's fear-mongering and social engineering and dividing us all. And you could say, well, if you don't play, you got to go. Okie dokie. I'll go find me another ball field. But there's nothing in that, folks. We can't keep doing that. We're pushing each other away. So you're quiet. You're complacent. You just go right along with everybody else. Oh, hell no. Somebody's got to speak up and speak the truth. And we've all got to start looking at it. And we are waking up. We are. We really are seeing the truth here. But if you use your brain and your intelligence, it's easy to see. Don't get confused by all the data, because the data is not factual. They're only telling you what they want you to know, just like in schools, just like in our education system. They only let teachers teach what they're told to teach. True, I spoke to 5 last week in a conference. Every one of them told me the same thing. Ray, you understand we have to teach what we're told to teach. Did you hear that, folks? Now you have to think the way we tell you to think. That's not right, folks. I told you to do it. That's why. Sound like my daddy. That didn't work then. It's not going to work now. Not for me and most of you folks, really, if you really think about it. I'm not a vaxxer. I don't believe in vaccines. I never have had a vaccine since I left the military. And that was in the year 1973 or 2. Won't do it. Why? Mother Nature. It's my law. don't put something in there that's going to mess with what Mother Nature gave me. I have an immune system. I've eat well. I exercise. I take care of my body. I'm not overweight. I'm healthy. I live in gratitude for that. Why don't you try it? Not a needle. Especially this needle. It's harmful. It's not a vaccine. It is not a vaccine. It's never been tried in the history of the planet, what's going on right now. Wake up. Do your research, folks. I love you. I want to be here next year to talk about it. I want you and all of us to gather. Figure it out. But we can't keep living in the mayhem we're in. People are popping, man, getting mad, angry, and rightfully so. It's affected me in a way that I've never been affected. And each and every person. And Stephen doesn't like talking about it. People don't like talking about it. You know, and another thing, too, here's something up. You called me this week. You're part of the reason, big guy, that I'm doing this today. Because you called me this week. You were so fed up. You were so pissed off, angry, upset.
Yeah.
Because it's aggravating. And not only that, but a stranger called me this week, wanted to vent about it all. And I listened for a minute or two and says, oh, you're talking to the preacher. But I don't talk about it on this show. Nobody wants to talk about it because you're afraid of losing your job. Well, fire me. And, you know, if I'm speaking out of hand, okay, I'm not doing it out of anger. I'm not calling any. You just need to think more clearly out there. Think more clearly. And don't invade my privacy, and I won't invade yours.
Absolutely. I agree. But my whole thing on all of this is that all I've heard is, you know, do this, don't do this, whatever.
Rule. Do what I tell you.
That or people not following the rules. But there's nothing being done. We're going back to mask mandates, which isn't fixing anything. We're band-aiding.
It's
I'm
controlled.
Tired of it. That's fine. Then let's get rid of the control. F the control. I'm glad I censored myself. But F the control. I don't care anymore. I want to move forward. Right. I'm going to go to my job on Monday, and I'm going to keep working because I don't care what the government says to me. So right. I'm tired because—
Are you tired of people asking you questions that's none of their business?
Yes. And I'm tired of— that it didn't matter 2 years ago. Why does it matter now?
Because they say it does.
No. You didn't care what they said 4 years ago. Why do you care now? This is what that's what I'm so confused about. It's like.
Because the media's driving it. That's why.
Yeah, I know. As someone that works in the media, I know. But at the same time, like, people, you can say no.
That's the whole thing.
That's
right
what
there.
I'm so mad about. It's like you can say no.
Right.
You can't lose your job over saying no. If you
matter of fact, I'm on a rant, and that's part of the reason I'm doing this show today. They may kick me off, kick me under the bus. I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm just, and I'll be somewhere else talking because I just want to talk out of love and respect for you all. But we can't keep doing this. And, you know, now that you've told kids they're going to be wearing masks this year, let's go back to the kids. The irreparable, and that's a harsh word, isn't it? Irreparable damage we're doing to our kids is what bothers me most. So how we're going to approach put tools in schools and the events moving forward as a result of all this mask wearing crap, it may not happen because we can't be effective. We can't communicate well. We can't do our jobs like they need to be done. And you say, oh, sure you can. Oh, you sure you can. No, we can't. No, we can't.
I agree, but I don't think that means we give up. I think we can find a loophole.
We're going to shoot for that. I'm not stopping. Please don't misunderstand me because of the kids and our futures and our. To me, it means so much, and maybe it's a personal problem. Maybe it is. I don't know, but I'm not going to stop.
It's a we problem, right?
But yeah, it's a we problem.
It is.
And I want you to know. But okay, if you've got. back to nature once again, you know, it. You're born with an immune system that works really well. And I know if you're paying attention to the media, you've heard the word herd immunity. And you've heard it shot down and criticized and all this stuff around COVID. No, folks, it really works. If you're healthy and you have a good, strong immune system, then you have everything in your body God gave you to fight off most everything. Now, then you could go back in history and say, what about the smallpox? What about this? What about it? It itself, done research here, could run its course. Yes, would it kill people? Oh, yeah. But in the long run, it wouldn't kill as many people if they would let natural immunities and support the immunity system. It wouldn't. Nature wouldn't let it. And it's been proven in history. Now, so we're going to fix it. We, meaning the egos of mankind, we're going to fix it. Are they fixing it? There's your issue right now. Where have we come? Is it working? No. 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 Everything's got a solution. How's it working for us? It ain't. Therein lies where we're at today. Where are we going? What are we going to do? 704-227-8800. This is about your house. It's about our future. It's about our life. And a lot of people are fed up and tired. So let's do what we got
to
do.
Also, if you can't listen to us in the Charlotte area, go to FoxSportsCharlotteRadio.com. Listen live. Click the link. It'll say listen live on it. And you can listen there. Or AboutYourHouseRadio.com. Listen live.
Yep, it'll take you there. And this show will be downloaded on 4 or 5 different podcast platforms come Monday. And you're free to listen. More to come. More to talk about. Yeah. 704-227-8800. You're listening to About Your House. Ray Terry here. We'll be right back. I'll make you happy. I'll be home. I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me up? Buttercup, baby, just to let me down. Unless me around and then work. All right, welcome back. All right, let's review something here. They want me to take a vaccine. They call it a vaccine. They want me to take a vaccine. Why? Why? Well, so you won't be infected. Huh. Well, folks, guess what? 90% of the people hospitalized with COVID right now were vaccinated. You won't hear that on TV, not your mainstream. 90% of the people in hospitals right now with COVID, so-called COVID, are vaccinated people. Why is that? But yet you want me to take a vaccine that doesn't guarantee, has no guarantee at all that I won't get COVID, that I will not be infected, or I cannot spread it. So why in the world would I take an injection in my body to put something foreign in my body? They don't know what they've never been tried, all because they say it's the right thing to do. Are you kidding me? Look at what's going on. Are you kidding? And the truth be known, the death toll from the vaccine, so-called vaccine, the inoculation, is pushing upwards between 40 and 50,000 people. But yet, you think it's the right thing to do? Are you crazy? What drugs are you taking? No, I can't do it. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work. And then you want to give it to kids who are virtually immune to COVID to start with. But you want to give them vaccinations? Why on earth, as a parent, would you do that? Why? I don't understand. Look at what's going on, folks. Stop it. This is tyranny. Medical tyranny. And it's wrong. It's just wrong. I love you. I'm old. I won't be around much longer, relatively speaking. But everybody happy, purpose-filled, live your life. Don't be told what to do and driven down a path of basically no return. Sounds gloomy, doesn't it? It is. The big pharma, no company, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, any of them that are injecting out there are totally free of any liability to any damages. That in itself deters me. I don't need any more evidence or any more negative thing to know. I don't need to know anything else. That's plenty to me. You're going to stick a jab in my body of foreign materials, and you have no liability what it might do to me? No. Long-range effects? They don't know. There's information folds, information sheets in these vaccines that have no information on them. You'd put that in your body? Wake up, people. And for Pete's sake, don't give it to your kids. Oh, my God, don't do that. Please. Do the research. AmericasFrontlineDoctors.com. Dr. Lee Merritt. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Carrie Machid. Dr. David Martin. I can go on. Yeah, I know them all by first name. Ray Terry. Rabbit Hole Ray. Just helping you out, folks. Trying to. People say none of my business. The hell it ain't. It's called the future of my country. Our freedoms are going away. They have no right. No one has a right to tell you to do anything to your body. I mean, the tattoos in this country are unreal. What if somebody told you you couldn't have a tattoo? How'd that, you know, what if they do? That pisses you off, don't it? It's my body. I want to do what I want to with it. Same thing applies. Same thing. It's just not right. And kids, oh, no. Oh, hell no. That's when I have to stand up. And these masks indicate so much more to me than helping medically. No, it's symbolic. It's a muzzle. I can't see your face. God put us together on this planet as animals, as tribal animals, to be together, to coexist together with all that God put here. But we're not doing it. And all you pastors and ministers, wake up. Get back on the righteous road, please. Stop enforcing and pushing any of this, if you, in fact, you are. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you to be wise, wake up, pay attention, and do research, and turn your TV off. I need to cut my screens off, which I will honestly say next week, I'm going to start a new chapter in my life. I'm going to discipline myself to so many hours on the screen every day because it literally has consumed my life too much in the past year. It's because I care. It's because I question. It's because I wonder. I'm not wanting to be right. I just want us all to do the right thing. And here I am. What is the right thing? Be angry? No. Anger will not get, anger gets us nowhere. Nowhere at all. Anger doesn't solve anything. Although there's more anger out there right now than I've ever experienced. I mean, really, I can feel it. You can cut anger. You can feel the tension. Hacksaw. Yes. Don't you feel tension where you go?
Yes. Don't
you,
I do.
Don't you feel tension everywhere you go?
Well, yeah, because like I feel tension because nobody really cares about, you know, they don't care about what you say. Okay. I got you. Nobody cares about what you're feeling. They want you to do because they feel, oh, well, if you're sick, I don't want to talk to you. When did we start becoming that in the country?
I know. It's crazy. Well, you know what? Here's the funny thing. Health is wealth. We need to start focusing on our own health. Lose weight. Be physical. Eat your fruits and your vegetables. Stay healthy. You know, get on the right diet. And I've applauded. I saw last week, I saw three people, you know, that I see a time or two during the week. And they've lost weight. They look so much better. And when somebody loses weight, I like to compliment them. I like to make them feel good about that accomplishment because it's not easy for most people to lose weight. It takes discipline. It takes tenacity to lose weight in these days. Most of all, it takes a sense of well-being as well, a positive attitude of going there. And I had a conversation with these folks as I complimented them on their weight loss. You know, you either lost weight during COVID or you gained weight during COVID, or you might have stayed the same. But, you had some changes going on. I saw one person had gained 40 pounds. That's a lot of weight over a year, but they did. It's affecting us all adversely in different ways. There's a lot of opportunity right now to change and make. They call it the Great Reset. I'm not too sure about the Great Reset. I'm not sure if it's going to be a good or a bad one. For humanity, for the well-being of us all, that's what we need to think about. Where do we need to go collectively? I don't know the answers. I wish I did. I know one thing. It's all in love. They've got so much they can throw at us, folks, if we let them throw it, if we accept it. We do not have to accept it. We don't. We don't have to fight. You don't have to be violent or aggressive. But don't be stupid. Okay? Don't be stupid. And stupid, like I said, way before this pandemic, had become a serious illness. Now it's a freaking disease, and it's metastasizing. Wake up. Use the brain God gave you. Use the intelligence. Don't question. Believe in your intuition. Believe it. I do mine. That's why I'm talking to you today. Because I need to speak up. We need to speak up. We all do. 704-227-8800. We love you. We all want a better place for us all. We're tired of this mayhem. It's not necessary. It's about control. We've got to stop it collectively, together. There is no more politics in this country. It doesn't preside. Something much greater has taken control, and it's not good, and we can't let it continue. I don't know the answers, but I do know this. We must live our truths. We must talk. We must act together in a civil way and overcome these obstacles we're all confronting. And they're many, and they're vast. They're hitting us from all sides, all angles. But we've got to come out of this in a great, beautiful, loving, spirited way. We can do it. We're going to take a top of the hour break. I think we have a caller, do we?
Yes, we do.
We got a caller, and we'll listen to them. And you'll listen to me if we won't listen to them. We're going to talk. We got an hour. 10 o'clock. Fox Sports Charlotte. That's the best way to hear us. Download the free app. You can stream us anywhere on the planet or foxsportsradiocharlotte.com on your browser. 94.7 FM inside 485 if you're lucky. We'll be right back.
Well, might as well get this day underway. Let's face it, this honey-do list ain't gonna do itself. Of course, I could use a little help. Ah, there we go. All the help I need. It's about your house.
Oh, this old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life.
About Your House is brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed contractor in North and South Carolina, servicing both residential and commercial with 7 offices. A trusted and professional foundation solution since 2002. If you have a problem, we have a solution. Call toll-free 877-770-7050 or online, carolinafoundationsolutions.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it back? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed or take a bullet for being free? Screaming what the hell at my TV for telling me, yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight? Watching the threads of old glory come undone. Am I the only one not brainwashed? Making my way through the land of the lost, who sees it as it is and worries about his kids as they try to undo all the things he did. Am I the only one who can't take no more? If you don't like it, there's a frickin' door. This ain't the freedom we've been fighting for. It was something more. Yeah, it was something more. Am I the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. Not the only one. I can't be the only one.
All righty. Welcome back to hour number 3. I want to once more give out my own personal disclaimer. Folks, I'm not a doctor. I'm not. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not an engineer. I'm not even a contractor.
What?
No, I'm not a contractor. I'm just an old man who's lived life with people. I've listened, I've watched, and I've paid attention. And you all have given me such a tremendous education in my life and been very blessed and gifted with many, many people who've taught me right from wrong. And I'm so grateful for it. I hold no degrees. I hold no certifications. I've held a few, but they expired because, see, they expire. But let me tell you what doesn't expire. Your mind, if you take care of it. I beg you, plead to all of you, if you haven't been vaccinated or inoculated or jabbed, don't do it. Don't. Don't react. Don't be bullied. Don't be chastised. We've got to stop that. We've got to. Because you're in actuality not doing what you believe anyway. You're doing what someone tells you to do. And that's the sad part. Do we have to be told what to do? Do we? No. They've taught you that. In school, why don't you go to school and see what your kids are being taught or not being taught? The one thing they're being told and taught very well is how to obey and follow their rules. Here we are. Keep following them. Not my kids. Not if I can do anything about it. Not anymore. Not anymore. They've gone through enough. I want to come together and let our kids be kids and take them damn mask off. It's doing more harm than good. You don't believe me? You shouldn't. They're all over the internet telling you, if you go find them, the interweb, the dark space of life. But folks, remember, I have no credibility at all here. None. I'm just a voice on the radio that cares about humanity and a better world for us all. But right now, we need to make a U-turn quick, abruptly. And start heading the other damn way. Because this ain't working. And it ain't got nothing to do with your health. Nothing. I can tell you how to get healthy and beat it. Ivermectin, hydrochloroquine. Those two pills alone will do away with COVID. But they censored that. They didn't want you to know about that. That's hydrochloroquine and ivermectin. Two drugs. And they're cheap. They're bountiful. They've been around for years. Tried, true, tested, and work. But no, you got to get vaccinated like hell. So let's go to phones. We've got a phone caller. Let's listen. They may have something to tell us. Pull them up. Good morning. Wait, you got to push the button. Come on now, Darren. Good morning. Hello, Tony.
Good morning.
Tony.
Hey there.
Hey, how are you? Good morning to you.
I am good.
Appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
What do you got on your mind? A lot, probably.
I've got a lot on my mind. I'm really concerned about what they're trying to do, you know, with these vaccines, about coming out with these mandates.
Yep. You ought to be concerned. So where do we go? You gonna, if they mandate it, is everybody gonna acquiesce and just go get in line? How about you, Tony?
No.
That's
no,
a good.
We absolutely will not be getting the vaccine.
Why is that?
Because number one, the vaccine. I mean, the virus has never really been proven. I mean, you can't see it. You know, there's too many things that don't add up about this whole virus situation.
Right.
The Mercy and Comfort ships were deployed last year, although they were never used. You know, things do not add up. It's shown to have a 98-99% survival rate. And the definition of coronavirus is the common cold. So, you know, I'm really not following why the vaccines have come about. But, you know, you can kind of put two and two together because back on October the 18th, 2019, the World Economic Forum, John Hopkins Center, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation held a coronavirus simulation called Event 201. You know, this was a pandemic exercise. And shortly thereafter, well, lo and behold, we have the coronavirus pandemic pushed on us. You know, we have photos of Fauci, Dr. Fauci, back at the Wuhan lab in 2014. And we have learned that the NIH funded the Wuhan lab $3.7 million. You know, so, and was that for this gain of function that Rand Paul is charging?
Tony. Everything you're saying is so true and well-known now, should be, and I agree, and I'm not meaning to interrupt you and silence you at all. You're exactly right, and it goes with what I said last hour about where is the source? Okay, we've got this virus. Where did it come from? Where did it start? And you just told me, basically. It came from Wuhan. It's a man-made virus. Developed for exactly what they used it for. Right or wrong, Tony? Would you agree or disagree?
Absolutely right.
So that's
right.
That is a biological warfare, a weapon, right? Isn't that what we're talking
right.
about? It's a weapon.
That's right.
And that's
right.
The source of it. Okay, now that we have a source and we know what it does, we can eliminate it like doctors across the world globally have done. With ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, and other antibiotic methodologies and what have you. So, you know, we know that, right, Tony?
That's right.
But why don't we know it? But why don't the masses know it, really? Isn't that the problem?
Because the truth is being suppressed through the media.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate you stepping up and talking, and you're exactly right. I can't argue with you a bit. Everything you say is true, and you, as a citizen of this here country, have done the research because you knew something wasn't right. And I appreciate your knowledge and your intelligence in doing so, because a lot of people just turn on the TV and say, what do I do today? Do I wear my mask? Or is it still this? Or where do I go? Who do I follow? What line do I get in? Right?
That's right.
So,
I mean,
all right, I'm going to ask you, Tony, where do we go from here? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to continue to share information as best as I can.
Good.
Because the general public is not being told.
You're right.
So I feel like it is my duty to get the information out and to share it with every single person that I come in contact with.
Exactly. And I appreciate you doing that. And don't stop doing that. Even going under ridicule and bullying and, you know, the smear tactics, which they are. This is what drives me crazy. Excuse me, Tony, I don't mean, but listening to that press conference the other day, our governor telling you to beg your family members to get vaccinated. Can you believe that?
I like to went nuts.
Encourage them any way you can to get out and get this life-saving vaccination. I can't believe you. I can't. No. Look, it doesn't cure you. It doesn't prevent anything. It doesn't. God, this is insanity. Medical tyranny.
What in fact it is shown, these vaccines are shown to be causing major neurological problems in people.
Yep.
Bell's palsy, heart problems, blood clots, other conditions, and even death.
Many deaths.
But that's not being shown.
I know. I know. Well, I appreciate you stepping up and sharing it, though. I really do.
And just to drive things home about the hydroxychloroquine, I, for one, have an immune disorder. I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
And it's more than likely caused from a vaccine that I've had some time in my lifetime.
Right.
But regardless, I have been on hydroxychloroquine for going on 4 years now. So I, for one, can attest to the safety of this medicine.
Right, exactly.
And for it to be suppressed, for a vaccine to be pushed on people, is absolutely unbelievable.
Well, Tony, I agree. And I'm glad, like I said, once again, I appreciate you calling in. You know, we live in a very frustrating time, and I feel your anger. I feel your frustration. I do. As I feel everyone's right now. But I appreciate you calling in and sharing what you do know. And that's what we need to hear, is really what's happening. And I thank you for that, for sharing. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great weekend. All right. Let's go to our next caller. Huh? Steve? Steve?
No, T.
T. Like T, like my name, Terry. T.
Yes.
Hey, T, what's up?
Hey, Ray.
Hey, T, what's up?
Man, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm a big fan, but do got some disagreements with you. I do got some agreements with you as well.
Yeah.
I'm not with pushing the mask on everybody. You know, people got to choose what they want to do. But hearing what people say, so-called COVID, I mean, I lost some good people to this thing, Ray.
Right. I know. I understand that.
I mean, I lost a good friend. She caught it on a Sunday. And by Thursday, she was out of here healthy.
I hear you.
Nothing wrong with her.
I know.
So, all right, I was totally kind of against it.
T, can I put you on hold and come back to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to take a break. We'll come back, and I will talk, okay? I appreciate you calling. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Before I get back to T, let me say something. Well, I'll pull him up. Is he there? Push your button. Hey, T, you back with me?
I'm here, Ray. I'm here.
I appreciate
it. I'll make it short and sweet for you because I know we got other callers.
No, you're good. You're good. Take your time, man.
But that was really just the only part. I agree with a lot of things you say, especially with the vaccine. We pushed this vaccine, and to find out now here in August, oh, you can still catch COVID with it. I mean, that kind of pisses me off, too.
Well, of course it does.
But just hearing the so-called, the people that say the so-called COVID, this thing is real. I don't know how to figure it out. I don't know the answer.
T, let me say this, okay, about deaths and people that have encountered illness and death and, you know, bad health, okay? One thing, you know, they have pushed the agenda. There have been people that died, and I'm so sorry. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But all of it has not been deaths by COVID. It's propaganda-driven to increase the fear level and push the agenda, which is the vaccine. Okay?
I agree with you. I love Channel 9 to death, but Channel 9 will leave you shaking at me.
Well, I hate them all, frankly. But that's just me. But here's the thing, and it's tactical. They developed an illness and created a big, big thing out of it via media and make a big problem, and then they provide the solution. Don't you find that pretty funny? And they have no liability?
Yeah, and I tell you, I'm neither Republican or Democrat, but
me
we
too,
not
brother.
Prepared for this thing. We were not prepared for this thing. Wherever it came from, the depths of China in the alley, we weren't prepared for it as a country. And I don't know how we're going to get out of this, Ray. I really don't have the answers. I don't know about the vaccine. I haven't got my first shot yet, but my family's egging me on.
Of course they are. They're being told to egg you on. That's another part of this that's wrong. That's bully tactics.
But then I see the other side, and then I see these people that are totally healthy catching this thing. A 15-year-old girl, Channel 9, 15-year-old girl, totally healthy, caught it 4 days out of here.
Yes.
I don't know. It's crazy, right?
I realize that, but you're hearing about all the bad part. And I know, T, that's why I'm talking today. It is horrible.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate everything you do. I'm a black male. I appreciate what you do for the black race. A lot of people don't speak up and call this channel. I listened to you a couple of years. I appreciate everything you do, Ray.
Well, thank you, T.
You're a gentleman.
Well, you're my brother. We're all to one, man. And that part of what bothers me about this whole movement is they're separating us. They keep trying to separate us, man.
They keep trying to. It's enough of that out here, and we need to be together.
We sure do.
You're a stand-up gentleman, man. I wish I could smoke a little CBD with you one day.
There you go. Well, we might have an opportunity. And I appreciate that, T. I really do. Thank you for your call.
Sir.
Appreciate your
no
love,
problem.
Too, man. Love you. Take care.
Take care, lady.
Bye-bye. And that's good. I appreciate you. But, you know, and I appreciate your honesty. And, you know, look, as I sit here and talk about this, T brings up some. The deaths from this, COVID. Yes, there have been deaths. But let me tell you the honest truth. They all haven't been from COVID. And that's where you've been misled. True, 15-year-old did die. I understand. And it's hard for me to sit here and separate all this because all of it is so tragic, and it's just wrong, every bit of it. If we concentrate on our health as a nation, you know, before the pandemic, I never heard obesity mentioned in the overweight issues of this country and the morbidity. You never talk a lot about that. I did. Oh, don't look at me like that. You know, we talked about it on this show, but in general, look around you. If it was a big thing, we wouldn't be as fat as we are.
I agree, Ray.
Unhealthy,
Ray,
I might add.
I have been told you've known me when I've been in the 300 range.
Yeah.
I was 230 for most of my life, and I was called a beast.
I understand.
A beast.
Obese.
Obese. Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm trying to get here. It is a thing. Yes, you're right. It isn't in mainstream, but I go to the doctor, that's the first thing they always tell me.
I know. Look. I'm not here to jump in your case or anybody. I'm just saying, like, there's so much wrong with our health system. It's unbelievable. Matter of fact, honestly, if you want to be sick, go to the doctor.
Oh, I agree with that.
I will not go to the doctor unless my arm is broke or I'm in an auto. I love you ER doctors. I love you ER nurses. I love you ER. I love medical emergency people. They are good folks. This other side, I'm done. Over. Pharmaceutical meds gotta go.
I agree.
Kidneys, liver. Do you know your kidneys and liver can heal themselves and regenerate new tissue?
I knew about the liver. I didn't know kidneys.
Oh, yeah. Those two organs can. But you know what can't? Your heart and your brain.
Yep.
And you know what the vaccine does? It works in your brain and in your heart and your blood circulatory system. And it ain't a good thing. If you want to know more, go find out. All the info's there.
Right. Pharmaceuticals use the same tactic. It's like like drug dealers and all that stuff.
Oh, sure they do.
Are you
going
to give your fiend stop selling to them? No. So when you're sick, you need medicine, so they're going to keep supplying. So that's the whole...
It's all about, oh, you need to take so-and-so and so-and-so. You know, well, are there other remedies? No. No, this is it. I mean, you're going to do what you're told. How's that working for us? Here we are. I mean, come on. It don't work.
Right. Well, it's like people like, you know, if you've been a, I hate to go here, but like if you've been a crack addict or something sure. like that and you're getting off of that, they give you drugs for that to relieve all that. But I can't, like, if somebody's allergic to bees or wasp or something, a very deadly allergic reaction, I can't get an EpiPen because of that? Come on.
I know.
Oh, that's what I don't get, is the life-saving drugs are being shunned away.
I know.
You know.
Because they want you dead.
Same thing with the cancer. I know we have talked about this a lot. I don't really want to talk about it right now, but with cannabis. How many success stories have you heard
from cannabis?
Oh,
goodness gracious, more than I could count.
So why am I not seeing more of cannabis?
Because pharma doesn't want you to have it.
Yep.
Because you got to do what we tell you to because of money. All this changed, folks, in approximately 1900 in our history. And we have been going down a snowball headed for hell ever since. And here we are. Now, what in the hell are we going to do about it? We're losing our freedoms. We're losing, I mean, we're being told what to do, how to do it, and how much to do it with. Are we not?
We are.
And we say we're free. We're not free anymore, folks. You got to have you got to have permission to do about anything anymore if you really think about it. I mean, really. And now some of you are saying, if you don't like this country, get the hell out. Well, no, I don't like it, but there's no better place to be. But it's going downhill quickly. You think I like that? You think I wanted to say that? That's the last thing on earth. You think Ray Terry wants to get up on Saturday morning, come in here and be negative? Oh, heck no. No, it's not my nature. But today, it's negative city, baby. Because if we don't do something pretty quick, we won't have nothing left. We better wake up. And when somebody throws a problem at you and next week they have a solution, you need to stop and think. This was a planned demic. It was planned for many years. And it's not about a virus or your health. It's about the weapon, the inoculation. That's what it's about. They're weaponizing people. That's the harsh reality. And then you could say to me, what do you mean by that? Well, just the fact that you're questioning makes you ought to go find out. I could tell you stuff right now that would scare the bejesus out of you. And it's the reality of what's going on. But I'm not going into that depth. Like, do you think, I'm going to pose a question to you. Do you think that they could inject you with something that makes you identifiable on a satellite? They just did if you got the vaccine. They just did. They can throw you. They know where you're at. They can identify if you're sleeping, if you're not sleeping, once you have the vaccine. It's already been proven and found. Yep, ran across that one late last night. The word's coming out, folks. It's all coming to the surface, and here's the bottom line. If you're a religious, spiritual, faithful person, then you should realize one thing. Goodness prevails. The truth will prevail. Love will prevail. People die every day in this country. It's just the way life is. We live, we die. Fear. I don't fear dying, and there's part of the problem right there with humanity. Most people fear dying. Personally, I have no fear of dying. Do I want to die? No. But at this point in time, I've had a great life. I love life. I got more to do. But you know what? I got a better chance of getting hit by a pickup truck or a dump truck today on the road to Charlotte than I do dying of COVID next week. That's a fact, Jack. Sorry. Just is. So, you know, we're all, our days are numbered. We just need to live our lives each day, be the best versions of ourselves, care about our individuals, eat healthy, and take care of your temple called your body, and do it in a smart way. And that ain't putting a foreign matter into your body that you don't know. You just don't know what's in there. Why would you do that? My goodness. So, but there's no money in cures. That's why cancer, this statement's going to get me in trouble, maybe. Cancer is the biggest money-making scam on the planet. Up until COVID. And you say, what do you mean? Do your research. Let's go back to cannabis. It cures cancer. Yep, heavy statement. But I'm not a doctor. Don't listen to me. I know nothing. But I can get you on the phone right now, three people that all cured themselves. In true stories. Yep, they're out there. Now, cancer's horrible. Truly is. I may die of it myself. It's terrible. But I'll bet you one thing, I won't do chemotherapy. I will not do radiation. I might do spot-on radiation. That's it. Pinpoint, so to speak. But I will not do chemotherapy. Won't do it. I'll die. Won't go that route. One thing, it's vastly expensive. There again, big pharma. They've made it into a money-making. Healthcare, folks, remember, is the largest industry in this country. Healthcare. That's crazy. Why? If we were healthy, would that be the case? Would it? Probably not. Not probably not. No. No way. So, here we are fighting each other. Races fighting each other, black versus white, mask, injection, no injection. Kids, they don't have any dog in the fight. Why are we including them in all this? Because there's the future. Please, please, if you've heard nothing today on this show, hear me. Understand. Children have no place in this fight. Keep them out of it. They should not be jabbed. And I'm going to do everything in my power, verbally or any other way, to prevent that. And that's the big message of the day. Rather you do it as an adult, you take the information, make a wise decision, listen to the facts at hand, and not the dang mainstream TV, and make a wise decision. That's your choice. I've made mine. Of course, like a lot of people, and Tony told me, a caller the other day, folks, why is autism at an all-time high? Why are personality disorders at an all-time high? They started vaccinating back in the 50s in a big way, and they hadn't let up. The regimen of vaccines on children is absolutely unbelievable. What's in those vaccines? I'm an anti-vaxxer, folks. I'm an anti-vaxxer because I've watched and I paid attention my whole life to what's going on. And personally, my opinions. God gave us everything we need, every bit of it. And when we started the regimens in the 1900s, everything started changing with our physical beings. It did. Look at the history. Look medical history. And it's going on more and more and more. And vaccine regimens have stepped up. And now on the big jab, they're telling you now you might have to have another shot every 6 months. Are you out of your mind? They don't stop, do they? They don't stop. Oh, we're going to get back to normal once we're vaccinated. No, we're going the other way. Time to say no more and listen to the doctors and the truth that really matter. Where is that? It ain't on your TV. And it won't be, because that's who's controlling the ship. Folks, we need to wake up. We need to see clearly what's going on. And a lot of you listening, because I'm getting text. See, everybody's afraid to talk. I know one thing, too. I got to say this. People are so tired. This summer, you're going out in droves, and I love it. I love going out and seeing people out. And see, what bothers me, if we go backwards, I won't see these people out anymore. And the anger, the frustration, and the anxiety increases. And it just puts us in a state of confusion and havoc. And that's really what I don't like, is the mayhem, mental states, and not seeing your loved ones. There were people, they buried people they hadn't seen in a year. That ain't right. We've had enough. Now it sounds like I'm ranting now, extending. Yep. Yep, I am. Because we need to wake up and pay attention to what's going on. We really do. So, 704-227. You got something to add? I'd love to hear from you. Appreciate you calling in today. 704-227-8800 is the number. Love to hear from you. But I have to say, when it comes to the kids, back to the kids thing, okay? Last night I heard a pediatrician, a doctor, female. And you know what's amazing, too, as far as the doctors go? Man, the female doctors that are stepping up and taking that maternal instinct to another level. And they're stepping up in vast numbers against what's going on right now. And that impresses the hell out of me, that these women have said no more. And I listened to a doctor, woman psychologist, last night, and telling of the damage that they're seeing in kids as a result of the pandemic. A gentleman doctor, a man, he stepped in and said also that he's talked to kids, and kids are having big issues right now with just being, because they're not sure. I mean, they're full of anxiety because they don't know. Folks, this is very harmful. It's harmful. Are you paying attention? And here's the thing. You're so wrapped up as a parent in what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish in your everyday life, chasing your tail, not your fault, that you don't have time to pay attention to your child totally. Is that a fair accusation? I think so. After discussing this with many parents, it's mayhem. It's what I called mayhem. And people are frustrated. They're losing loved ones. They're not sure what they're losing them from, because you're not getting told the truth. And once again, none of us like getting lied to. None of us. Not one person out there like being lied to, because you don't know. So what are we going to do? We're going to stop acquiescing. Callers coming in. And I want to, in the next segment here, I want to throw out a big shout out to a group here in town that's doing a lot for kids, female kids. And I'm really proud to see it, and hopefully we'll see more of it. It's part of the initiative of Put Tools in Schools. And folks, I was told not to apologize for what I say, so I'm not going to. But this show was meant out of love and respect. Love and respect, and not meant to cause any animosity or any anger or anything else. I'm just speaking my truth, and my truth can affect everyone if you just listen and do your research. And it's only to get you to say, I wonder. I've done the research. I've gone down the rabbit holes. I'm not radical. I'm not out there in Never Never Land. It's all based on humanity and the love for humanity, which I have and want to share with all of you. So we got a caller. We're going to take a break. And before we do that, we're going to take a little early break. You want me to go take the caller? Okay, I'll take the call. Well, put the caller on there, big guy. Good morning. How you doing? Hello.
Wonderful. How are you?
Where's my call? I'm great. Talk to me. What's up?
I just want to thank you for having the cojones to talk about this morning.
I know it's not easy, and it's not easy to talk to even with family and things like that. So I appreciate it, getting the word out.
Well, I appreciate you calling to appreciate it. We can share an appreciation. We've got to talk about it. It's one thing that we're not doing enough of in talking, and I understand it's frustrating for people to talk because they're afraid. Fear is driving the boat, and it's very harmful to us all, and I just want people to be aware of nothing else out of this show. Just understand that fear is controlling you, and we've got to figure out a way to overcome our fears.
Yep.
And be more honest with each other.
Yeah, I've lost a brother to this who won't even speak to my parents anymore, and he's a doctor.
So, wow.
I mean, that's how ridiculous this is.
Yep.
He's a smart guy and still is influenced by the lies that are being put out there, and just shows you how far this has gone.
It's gone way too far. You say it's hard.
Unfortunately, my ex-wife took my 13-year-old boy out to get him the jab, and all I can do is pray now that it was a placebo or something.
Yep.
After all my pleading, not to let it happen, but
I'm so sorry.
He said it was his choice, and I wouldn't even see how that's possible. He couldn't possibly even understand the ramifications of what's coming with this.
Right. Well, I appreciate you calling with your feelings. I really do. Appreciate you sharing.
Yeah, thank you. I know you hinted at things before, and I'm glad you took this day to fully go at it and speak up.
Thank you. Appreciate your support. Okay? Go make it a great weekend. May God bless. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. I'm going to take a break, folks. 704 227-8800 is the number. We'll be right back.
Echo your name.
Welcome back. So he brought up something, this gentleman that was just here talking about his 13-year-old son. Mm-hmm. Why in the world, or how in the world, you parents, can you say or give your 13-year-old the ability, I guess, is, I don't know if I'm using the right words here, but to make that decision, an informed life-changing, maybe altering decision about a injection that he knows nothing about. Because if he knew about it, really knew about it, he wouldn't be putting it in his arm. But see, this informed decision that you're supposed to be making, you know, upon getting the injection has not been issued legally. You don't know what's going in your body. That's not an informed decision. You have not legally been informed, folks. Nope. Because the legal contents and effects of this aren't known. So they can't tell you, can they? That in itself is scary as hell. But you got a 13-year-old saying, I want to take the jab. That's like asking an 18-year-old to sign off on a debt for college that he's totally unsure of. But yet, you give him the ability and the right at 18 years old, when he can't drink liquor, he can't vote yet.
Yeah, he can.
Okay.
At 18, you can. I did.
Okay. My. You know, but you're asking him to sign his life away to something. It's just wrong. We're not giving enough informed information because they don't want you to be informed. And there's the point.
Well, Ray, I find it funny that, you know, you can't drink at 18. You can vote and you can go to the military at 18. But you're not technically still an adult. You're kind of like in between. That's what I just don't understand.
And this gets back to the rules.
Yeah, it's the rules.
It's the rules, man. It's the rule. But we're free.
Yeah.
But you got to follow the rules. But we're free.
But as long as you play by the rules. But where did you get the rules from? That's what I want to know. Because the rules came from something else. The rules weren't there since the beginning of time.
Nope.
Where did the rules come from?
Control. Money. What'd you say?
Made man laws.
He's got it. Made man laws.
World one created
laws. Yeah, it's all about the rules. And here we are. Now they're wanting to force, mandate. Mandate's a law, really. Now, look, I've said a lot of things these 2 hours. I mean, I really have. Sound like a radical, don't I? But I'm really not radical at all. I'm a common sense-based human being, walking around on earth with the intelligence God gave me, and I use it. I try to use it wisely. When ego gets involved, everything goes awry. Ego never works, and there's the problem. They want to be right. It has nothing to do with doing the right thing.
Also, a little side note. I don't like rabbit hole Ray.
Yeah,
I think it should be truth speaker Ray.
You've always talked about
truth speaking.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with Ray Terry.
Keeping it real.
We've talked about changing the show at one point
to keep it real
with Ray Terry.
Just keeping it real, man.
I like it.
You know, we're not truthful and honest enough. Remember, I've said that many times during the show here, because I'm a man of truth. Now, granted, people say, well, whose truth? Well, it's mine. It's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
But I go after the truth. I don't go after the maybes, and I don't do ifs much. But I'll say this on an if. It's a big if. If we don't pull our heads out of our butts right now, we may not have a country. So we all better start thinking. They're taking your freedoms away quick, and have ever since 9/11. And there's a show in itself. What 9/11 has started in this country is just appalling to me. And we've been following it ever since. Ever since, we've been following what we're told, all in the sake and name of fear.
Well, I was just going to say, as somebody that was a kid during that, I really think the thing that I take from all of this today is, because I've seen people attack other people on social media on both sides, because it feels like it's more of like, oh, if you're not with them, then you're with us. Why? Why do we have to be divided this way?
Because it's division. That's an easy way to control people.
But why can't we talk without having division?
Then
why?
That's why we're talking right now.
And that's what I want.
That's the point to this show, folks. We can talk and get along.
Yes.
And you don't have to be right. I don't have to be right. But let's talk about doing the right thing. And let's do something, by damn. Let's don't sit around and talk.
Yeah.
We got more talking going on than anything else. I love to talk. Oh, I can do me some talking. But I can also do me some moving. And I can also perform some action. That's what we got to do.
And it's okay to have a heated argument. It's okay
sure.
to have. You and I have had
passion,
it many
intense.
Times.
That's right.
But guess what? You know what we do? All right, see you tomorrow. I don't understand why we can't do that anymore.
Right. Well, you know, I don't know if I've said anything on today's show to wake you up or make you think or help you think, not make you. I don't want to make you do anything. I just want to help you. Mm-hmm. But, folks, it don't matter what color we are. We're all in this together. We are. We're one. all living things, we are all one. And we need to stop creating or enforcing the division that they're putting us into. Creating division. We need to stop it. We need to come together as peaceful human beings trying to achieve love, harmony, and balance. Faith. Have faith. Fear. Fear is faith moving in reverse. Fear is faith moving in reverse. We need to eliminate fear and understand and go after the truth. The truth shall, will, and always set us free. And the truth will always prevail. It's just what we're going through to get to the truth. Oh, wow. It's brutal, ain't it? Devastatingly brutal. But you know what? Let's go out this week and take a new approach to this thing. One, I highly discourage the vaccination to anyone. I highly discourage the vaccination. Do not inject yourself with this drug. God already has given you an injection of what you need. Use it. Don't let them destroy what you already have. And I promise you, I speak from the truth. Medically speaking, I'm no doctor. I'm no psychologist. I'm nothing. I'm just a voice on the radio. I hold no pieces of paper. And I didn't pay for any either. But I sure have lived a life of acceptance and learning. Had a great education, which I will continue to achieve and get more of on my own without any certifications or degrees. I'm going to live with purpose, and I want to be happy, as I want each and every one of you to. But I'll help any way I can, any way I can, to help any human out there understand what really is going on, because you need to understand. Darren, did it help you any? Turn your mic on. Did you get anything out of this?
Oh, yeah. I'm already hip to everything that you were talking about. So
good.
I haven't gotten vaccinated, but it's just a shame that we live in a country that we just can't get the truth. You know?
Right, right.
Sitting up here just confused and living in fear 24 hours of the day.
Yep. Anxiety.
Yeah,
oppression.
It's not right. It's not
Alcoholism
fair.
Has taken a tremendous increase. Mm-hmm. Drug overdoses, never been higher. Suicide rate, never been higher. And all of this is a result of the mayhem that's been given to us. And the death toll from COVID doesn't even nearly touch the surface of how many people have died as a result of this mayhem.
And with alcoholism, I just want to tell people, because I was there myself.
I'm there.
Just... No, not really. But we'll get there another time. Talk. Tell people. It's okay. I was there. Ray has been there. We've all been there. It's okay. You're not going to be shunned out of society.
Nope.
I promise you.
Nope.
Because we've all gone through something bad this year. And the last thing I want to do is exile somebody because they didn't do what society tells them to do. It's
exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Just talk, though.
Most
Same
of all.
Same thing with suicide and depression and everything. Please.
And this falls in the category of spreading the love. Love. True love is unconditional. Compassion. Empathy. You have no clue what the other person's going through, folks. None whatsoever. Quit judging. You have no right to judge anyone. You're another individual. None of us has a right, but we tend to do that because we are human. Go have a great week. Spread the love. Hopefully I'll talk to you again next week right here on About Your House. We'll talk about some good stuff. Not that this was terrible. It was eye-awakening, but it can be much better. So go out and spread the love. Spread the joy. Find the harmony and balance to life. It's out there. And I'll see you next week. We love you. Yeah.
happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.